This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Coming up in the news, an update on that 911 outage and when to see the Devil Comet. The news is brought to you by Pitbull Tobacco and more. It's April in time for the annual 420 sale. Check social media for more details. And remember, you can order online at pitbullsmoke.com for locals by locals. First up, we have some breaking news overnight. Iran's state news agency said that the country's air defense batteries have fired after reports of explosions near a major airbase at the city of Isfahan. It's believed to be the Israel strike.
This is back. The Israeli comeback.
Yes. Yeah. After they Iran attacked them over the weekend. That's still developing, and I will have more info for you as the story.
All right. So the Israelis have fired back.
Yes.
And but it's apparently it's a limited attack on like two or three locations inside of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we know so far. I've been following the breaking news all night. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What else you got?
Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a package of bills that will provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel, replenish U.S. weapon systems, and give humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. The package totals $95.3 billion in spending, which matches what the Senate had passed mid-February. There are a few differences designed to win over some of the House conservatives, though. The main distinction is that the House bill provides more than $9 billion in economic assistance to Ukraine in the form of forgivable loans. Legislation that could ban TikTok if its China-based owner doesn't sell its stake has won a major boost as House Republicans included it in the package of bills that is what we're talking about here, the $95.3 billion.
Right.
The bill could be a law as soon as next week, actually, which is pretty soon if you think about it.
Yeah,
the TikTok bill passed the House in March and has widespread support in both chambers. It was included in the House Foreign Policy Package after negotiations with the Senate over how long Chinese technology firm ByteDance Ltd. would have to sell its stake in the app. President Joe Biden said that he would also sign it. So that could be happening as soon as next week.
Are you a TikToker? I mean, I mean, a TikTok account here.
Yeah. I've made them for the station, but I didn't have one personally.
No. Do you ever just find yourself watching TikToks over and over and over again?
No.
It's very amusing. I mean, they're great.
They're great. There's something about the dopamine hit that you get every single time that you pass a new video.
This is one of the reasons I like bull riding. if you don't want, it's over in 8 seconds.
Okay. Yeah.
There'll be another rider and a different bull, and they're doing a different thing. You know, if
something
you don't like this TikTok, go to the next one.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They're endless.
Mm-hmm.
It's endless. There's not a bottom to it.
Keep yourself entertained for hours. You'll never have to think again.
A half an hour goes by so fast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm just not a phone person, so when I'm not at work,
I've noticed.
Yeah.
So you text yesterday. You called me back a half an hour later.
I know. I felt so bad. Yeah. I was like, oh, no. Making national news, workers installing a light pole in Missouri cut into a fiber line. That knocked out 911 service for emergency agencies in Nebraska, Nevada, and South Dakota.
Is this the thing from yesterday that we thought maybe it was hackers or some?
Yes, exactly. It's not hackers. They just cut a line.
It's a pole.
It's a light pole.
Wow.
Yeah.
And in four states.
Yeah.
Took out 911 in four states.
The mistake was reported yesterday by the company that operates the fiber line. Right. The line was damaged Wednesday in Kansas City, Missouri. And while it didn't impact Kansas City, the damage resulted in the loss of 911 service in three states. The problems with 911 calls in Texas City along the U.S. border of Mexico were unrelated because apparently they were having issues too.
Right.
No update on that.
Oh, but that's unrelated.
Unrelated.
Okay.
Yeah, but on Wednesday night, the outages created a lot of confusion for people because they thought it was hackers.
I did learn something in this, though, that it only affects the call center. The only people that were 100% blocked were people with landlines.
Mm.
If you had a mobile phone, you could still text 911.
That's true.
It goes in a different way. And so they wanted to make sure that everybody understood that at no time were we completely out of business.
Yeah. You know, it was not until recently that I learned that you could text 911.
I know, and it only makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You can text a radio show. You certainly should be able to text emergency services.
And if you're in an emergency situation, more often than not, like if you're trying to hide from someone, you need to be able to text.
And be quiet. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I totally get it.
Exactly. It is Alcohol Awareness Month. Apparently, Americans are drinking more frequently. Just last year, Virginia ABC stores saw an increase in sales from $54 million to $1.47 billion.
What?
Yeah. Just last year.
It has to be an increase of $54 million, not from from $54 million mm-hmm. to over a billion?
Mm-hmm.
That's like a...
That's a lot.
That's 1,000%. I mean, it's 1,000 times-ish.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll check my wording on the story.
It's 1,000 times a million. 1,000 million, yeah. You know, yeah, is a billion.
Yeah. I mean,
that's crazy money.
I will check the wording on the story, but that's what I have.
Wow.
And Wavy spoke with Dr. Emily Cunningham of EVMS, Department of General Internal Medicine, about binge drinking.
But a lot of times with binge drinking, we are concerned, why are you drinking so much in one period? You know, is it recreational? But is there something else you're trying to combat? Either way, you're still getting all of those risks of harm.
She's talking about harm of both mental and physical well-being.
Yeah.
And binge drinking means having four or more drinks in one go for women and five for men.
Oh, really? That's how they define it?
Yeah.
You see these things defined differently in different parts of the world or, you know, go to France once and tell them they can only have four drinks.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Come on, man. Yeah.
And when they say four drinks, they mean like... It's proportionate to serving size with the alcohol.
Yeah, legit.
Yeah.
Like a 6-ounce pour of wine. Not that goblet.
Not the huge wine glasses.
Pimp chalice working hard.
The ones that both your hands don't fit around, that one, don't do that.
They make a wine glass that will hold an entire bottle.
Really?
They do. They absolutely do. It's a gag, but it works.
Oh, my
now,
goodness.
I don't have it, but I've seen it.
I feel like I would spill. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. It's like walking around with a fishbowl.
I mean,
I don't think there's as much wine in a bottle as you think there is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah. But also, if you're planning on drinking a whole bottle of wine, you're going to spill anyway. So
yeah, that's a good point. We'll go back to leaving things in the Uber at that point.
I have one of those bottles that will fit an entire bottle.
You have a glass?
Really?
Yep. Pour the bottle of wine in it, and it actually up at the top goes into an actual wine glass. You just drink out of it, but the whole bottle of wine's down below.
Well, you know, hey, man. It is what it is,
buddy.
You
do, yeah.
Wavy also talked to Bruce Waldholtz, Dr. Bruce Waldholtz, who volunteers with the American Cancer Society, and had this to say about alcohol's physical impact on the body.
Alcohol can have direct effect on cells and also inhibit the ability to repair damage that's been done.
So alcohol does put you at an increased risk for cancer. They're just putting that out there.
Well,
types.
You know, you've got to be responsible. That's the bottom line is that.
Like, it's like you always say, there's always something that can hurt you and everything.
Hell yes. That's true.
What they recommend is two drinks a day for men and one drink a day for women if you're going to drink. Just moderation.
Okay.
Is what they're saying. Okay. So,
all right.
Mm-hmm. Generative AI is advancing so quickly that the latest chatbots available today could be out of date tomorrow. Google, Meta Platforms, and OpenAI, along with startups such as Anthropic, Cohere, and Francis Mistral, have been churning out new AI language models and hoping to persuade customers that they've got the smartest, hardest, most efficient chatbots.
This is going to be the competition in this field now is crazy.
Yeah. Everyone's just trying to level up their game and unveiling new models all the time. So it's a sign that technology is going to be evolving pretty quickly from now on with AI.
Oh, my God. So this morning, you know, the and you probably have it in the news, the new Taylor Swift album came out in the overnight hours. Mm-hmm. Double album, by the way. Totally unexpected. The Swifties are crazy, right? So I went to I use a website that will create and produce AI songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I put in Taylor Swift, and it will not use a musician's name as a prompt.
Okay.
So I had to take that back out and then write this laundry list. I included this laundry list of silly things.
Yeah.
That I, because I, what I wanted to do is make a fake Taylor Swift song.
Yeah.
Right? So I wrote female, and I wrote a raccoon. I wrote amputation. I wrote field hockey. I wrote all these things. It spit out a song that was effing listenable. It wasn't even funny. It was actually good. And it's like, well, I can't take this in there and say it's the new Taylor, because there's nothing clever about it now.
Do you have
you
to
made it
stupid?
Into something half? Yeah, I want the stupid AI again.
Yeah,
where's the bad one?
Yeah, we could make fun of that.
Yeah, well, it's, I need the one that makes bad products.
Yeah,
it turned out great.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you know what? I'll see if I can find it. If I can find it, I'll play it for you in a second or two, all right?
It's getting too good. It's ruining the bit.
It's ruining the bit. I need you to be, you know, effing dumb again. And you're not. You're too smart.
Well, while you're trying to find that, I'll tell you about the Devil Comet. It's going to show up this Sunday. Mm-hmm. The celestial body is named for its horn-shaped emissions of ice and gas.
Yeah.
You better catch the comet because it reaches its maximum brightness for us every 70 years. So it's a once in a lifetime pretty much thing.
Yeah, no kidding.
It is best viewed by telescope or binoculars just after sunset in the west northwest horizon of the northern hemisphere.
I don't, you know, again, I'll rely on my phone for
I know.
Global positioning.
So, yeah. Well, with anything, they normally recommend that you have one of those apps that tells you where things are.
That night sky app, I think it's called,
That's so cool. Fantastic. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
You just hold it up and you tell me the hemisphere you're in.
My wife does this to me all the time. When we go anywhere, I drive and she rides.
Yeah.
So she plays on her phone the entire time. And then she'll be looking at planets and stuff. She'll go, oh, my God, look at Mars. I can't look at Mars. I'm driving.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Where's my... And then the arm will come over in front of me because she's got to track Jupiter or whatever it is. It's like,
she's like
stop.
Looking up through the sunroof.
Yeah, right. Because nothing's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Where is it? Damn it.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of sales going on right now. Are you doing it right now in the studio, yeah. Mike?
I was.
You know, I am a star. I shine so bright.
The Big Dipper's right behind you.
That's right. Somebody say Big Dipper.
And Rumble Virgo's rising behind you, too.
Oh, no. Virgo left me long ago. Yeah.
There's a bunch of sales going on right now with cold drinks at Starbucks because of the hot weather.
Oh, really?
And that's creating a problem because of the single-use plastics in their cups. So they're coming up with a solution. They want to launch a new kind of cup that's up to 20% less plastic, so they won't be polluting.
What will it be then? Paper?
It actually doesn't say.
Oh, it doesn't say what they're going
to
substitute?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what they substitute it with.
Oh, man.
Because...
I love sea turtles. But those little bastards can suffer because I need plastic straws. Those paper straws suck.
I like compostable ones. I don't really have an issue with those. Like the plastic compostable ones.
Do they have plastic compostable ones?
Yeah.
All right, I would try that.
Yeah, they're not so bad. Yeah.
I can't do the paper ones. They stick to your lip, and then they cave in. And you're halfway done with your Bloody Mary, and this thing is just a nasty mess.
Yeah, and all you're tasting is
red
fiber,
juice
and you're like, I don't need that.
No,
I don't need that. Yeah, the cups are due to be rolled out to stores in the U.S. and Canada starting this month. Although Seattle-based Starbucks got its start selling coffee, the company says cold drinks now account for 75% of its U.S. sales. So this is a big part of what they're selling.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Let's skip ahead. We've got...
Yeah, skip ahead. Yeah. Help yourself,
Tomorrow is a very special day.
I was going to go to work, but then I got high.
Yeah.
Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high.
It's these guys that paid for Alcohol Awareness Month just trying to knock other people out of the...
Tomorrow is 420, and here are some fast facts about the holiday that many people take part in.
Right.
There are a few possible explanations for the origins of 420. The most known theory is that it became a holiday after five San Rafael, California high school students in 1971 made it a ritual to smoke weed every day at 420.
At 420.
That's hysterical. I didn't know that.
Yeah, out behind the school or whatever it was. Yeah, allegedly. That's the story we like to tell anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Another belief is that 420 is California's police code for marijuana. That's also...
I don't know. Is that true? It would be easily researched.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I'll verify. But yeah. 420 is a palindrome as well. So that means it's 4/20/24, and it's the same in reverse.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. To make it work, April needs to just be like a 4, not an 04.
Okay.
But that won't happen again for another 1,000 years until April 20th of 3024.
Well, if there was ever a reason to eat a handful of gummies. I was at the dentist yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody said something about smoking weed or something like that.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't smoke weed anymore, man. Why?
You're like, don't lie.
Stage your teeth. You could just eat the weed. Why are we smoking weed? Right.
Yeah. According to a new survey, 59% of Americans say that they should have the freedom to legally grow cannabis at home for personal use. Mm-hmm. That number jumps to 81% amongst cannabis consumers. And states where recreational marijuana is legal, Washington, Colorado, Oregon, Alaska, Washington, D.C., California, Maine, Massachusetts, Nevada, Michigan, Vermont, Illinois, Arizona, Virginia, all there's a bunch more, but you get my gist. It's becoming much more popular, so if you're celebrating, make sure that you do so safely tomorrow. And there's also lots of good food deals coming up in the news next hour.
Really?
Well, for all of that.
Are you a weed person? Have you and I even talked about this?
We haven't. Sorry, Mom and Dad. I was in high school.
Yeah, were you?
Yeah, all right.
Hey, no, it's honest.
Yeah.
You got to be realistic about it.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who hasn't?
Socially, yes.
And I'm sure there are some people that haven't, but I almost everybody has tried this
once in high
time
school.
Or two. Yeah, yeah.
Once.
Yeah.
In high school. And it was behind, I was in high school, but we smoked it behind a church.
Uh-huh.
I felt guilty and had a pounding headache, and then I didn't touch it for another 20 years.
Wow.
And then I smoked it again, got a headache, and I haven't touched
it. Well, now you know.
That just is Rod Fitzwald. I smoked it, I felt guilty, had a headache.
Not doing that again.
Yeah. Never again.
I don't want any trouble.
I touched the stove once.
Very funny story to tell you after we're off the air.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great. I can't wait to hear it.
Today we're looking at mostly cloudy skies with a high near 67, northeast wind 6 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers with thunderstorms, also possible after 2 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 54. Tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms before 11 a.m. Mostly cloudy, though, with a high near 69. And Sunday, a chance of rain mainly after 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 62. I'm Rena in for Sean with the news. Rumble in the Morning, FM 99.
Good job. Appreciate that.